Welcome to this week's episode of our podcast where we talk all things telly with me, Claire.
And me, Rebecca. Each week we'll be chatting through what shows we've been watching.
And we'll be keeping you in the loop as to what you should be series linking in the coming 7 days.
At the end of the episode, one of us will pick something for the other to watch so that we can chat about it next time.
And we'd love you to tune in along with us.
This is Spilling the TV.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Series 2? Season 2? Oh, what are we calling it?
Ooh, very American to call it Season 2, but I kind of feel it's become sort of...
I'm Kardashian inspired.
Yes.
I mean, we're straight out of the blocks, and I'm presuming it's not very presumptuous of me to think you've watched it,
no.
Though, is it?
Oh my God, no. No. I'm loving it.
Have you been watching much in general?
I was just saying, Stroll, probably not tons and tons of stuff. But, I'm watching a few things. What are you into at the minute?
Well, I was thinking about this earlier, and I was like, what? When did we stop? Like, what's been on? Like, was Stranger Things on the go when we stopped?
It had just started.
And had we talked about it much? Or?
Not really, because I wasn't watching it. Yeah, but you were really into it.
Yeah, I loved it. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. I didn't get back to watch it at all.
And then I was remembering I was in a really deep dive of This Is Us when we were starting around the time we were have you finished that?
No. Rebecca, where are you getting time? So I'm almost at the end of season 2 and I love it. Like I would binge it if I was led away with binging it.
Yeah.
But I kind of have to. It's quite moving. Like, I mean, you would be exhausted at the end of an episode.
I know what you mean.
They do it really well. It's not maudlin or... But it is moving.
It's brilliant. How many series are there in total? 5 or something?
5, I think.
And about 18 episodes.
Yeah,
per
you
series.
Calculate how many hours of TV that is.
Yeah, how many have I watched? Yeah. I really did just get so into it.
That's so good.
Yeah, it is really good.
So I'm only at the end of season 2, and I don't want to. Obviously, I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched it. And I would urge people to watch it. I think it's just so well done.
What are you watching it on?
Netflix.
Am I on Netflix?
No, I'm not watching Netflix. I watched it on Prime.
Okay, Prime. Because Prime. I knew there was a set. So I watched it on Disney Plus.
Yes,
and
that's
you
right.
watched it on Prime.
That's right.
Were you going to ask me who I loved?
Yeah, who at the end of it? Because I know who I love at the moment at the end of season 2. So who, at the very, very end of it all, who was your favourite character?
Do you know what? I think at the end of it, I felt like there wasn't a character that I didn't like parts of and dislike parts of.
Okay.
So I think they were really... You know, like, yeah, I think they were really,
really well drawn.
I'm just thinking back to like the second last episode, Claire. I nearly needed to be on an IV drip; like, it was just very dehydrating. I'm so jealous. You know, when someone has things ahead of them that you know they're gonna love.
So who did I love?
Like, when you think about it, all of them had bit like Rebecca and Jack. Like, they start off, you're like, oh, they're the most amazing relationship.
Yeah.
But none of it was
perfect.
And you know what I love as well about it, and about like the writing, I suppose, is there's a lot of long game storylines, you know, where something might have been mentioned in series 2 and then in series 4
it pops up.
Everything is explained. I just think I love that. I think it's so clever.
Oh, it is such a long game, isn't it?
What's your man's name? The handsome triplet.
Oh, Justin. What's his name in the thing?
Well, I actually was trying to remember the actor's name, but I can't remember either of them. But you know who his ex-wife is?
Yes.
Was it you probably
yes,
told me that?
Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's such a good actor.
Yeah, he's very... Is there any weak link?
I don't think so.
What's Rebecca's name? The singer Mandy Moore.
Oh, she's fabulous.
I feel like we've probably talked about this already, but the fact that she plays an 18-year-old to an I want to say what age.
Oh, don't tell me. Well, in season 2, they've given us a little snippet of a really old her husband.
Jack?
No, not Jack.
Oh my God.
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, Jack's best friend.
Yeah. They've given us a really old him, and they've shown us Randall's daughter as a social worker.
Yes.
Much later on.
Yeah. Do you know who might be my favourite character? Is Randall's wife.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And I started off thinking, God, she's so tough, but like, she's someone who I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And her mum, have you seen her mum yet?
No.
Oh.
Because her mum, I think, she's been referenced a few times,
okay,
but she hasn't commented. But isn't that really good, the way, like, You know, and I wonder will we see more of Toby's family? Do we see more of Toby's family?
Of his parents.
Okay. Mm. And her siblings didn't come to the stag.
What do you think of Toby?
Well, right now I'm not mad about him.
Mm.
I don't know. It's so funny because I don't know what the writers are expecting of the audience with Toby. Mm. Because I don't really like him. I think he's a wee bit needy and a little bit controlling. And I kind of don't like the way he talks about her family already. I don't think he knows enough about them to dislike them.
Yeah.
You know, he's a bit jealous of the family. And I think that's really natural. That's, you know, a tight bond. You can see why that would happen. But I'm just not really warming to him.
Yeah, I think she's a lovely character. Kate.
Yeah, she's
Katie
great.
Girl.
Yeah, Katie Girl.
I know. Yeah. Oh, God. Other things that I want, but you know what I found? Okay, so on Disney Plus, they have the back catalogue consisting of two films of Father of the Bride.
Oh, that's so weird. I was thinking about that the other day.
Really?
Yes, because someone put up on Instagram that they realised they were gay when in Father of the Bride 2 when they did the room reveal on the baby's nursery, and they audibly gasped. They were like watching it and they were like, you know, 8 totally years old moved. Or whatever, and they totally goes, I'm definitely gay.
They are such good films.
But they're such a good, Martin Short and Steve Martin are such a good combo.
I don't know. We have spoken about Steve Martin on this pod. On this,
well, we must have. Oh, but did we mention Only Murders in the Building?
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
I think he's a very handsome man.
He is. I love him. I've always loved him.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Roxanne. And,
do you know what I dipped into as well on Disney Plus? And this might come as a surprise to you. It was my first time watching The Devil Wears Prada. I had never seen it before.
No. Really?
Never.
Do you know, I keep saying to my... That's just really good that you've reminded me that now, because I keep saying to my daughter that we should watch that together.
Yeah, it'd be a good one. She'd like it, I think.
Yeah, I think so. That's a great one.
Oh, and I watched... Do you know what I watched the other day as well? I was going through a bit of a film thing. I watched Mean Girls again. Now, this is probably quite an unpopular opinion, I'm going to say. I don't think it's aged well at all. I hadn't realised how... It's I know, it's really funny still. Like, obviously, yeah, Everyone knows Mean Girls was amazing at the time. But I think it's of a time. Like, yeah, I hadn't realised probably when I watched it back when did it come out? 20?
Yeah, you see, I think I was even a little bit too old for Mean Girls when
really?
It came out initially.
Oh, so big.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying. Like, I know that it feels like I definitely watched it, and I know that all the iconic bits out of it that you see
and
in little vignettes.
Probably.
Yes, but I don't know that I could tell you actually it from start to finish.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched that. And what else did I watch? Oh, I saw Joanne McNally had put up a post on Instagram on her stories about a podcast on Lindsay Lohan that Lena Dunham had done. It's called The C Word. So it's kind of like, it's similar to the idea that Meghan Markle's podcast has, I think, you know, where it's about, it takes women who are maligned in history.
Or cancelled almost.
Are cancelled, are critiqued, are just really... you know, given a hard time by the press specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So they did two parts on Lindsay Lohan, and it's really worth the listen.
Okay.
The C Word, I think, is the name of the podcast. But I actually think Lindsay Lohan is apparently filming in Ireland at the moment. But that's, you should listen to that.
Oh,
I think you'd like it. It's good. It's shocking.
Speaking of...
Lindsay Lohan?
No.
Oh.
Meghan Markle.
Go on.
Did you watch all the Queen stuff?
I can't say I watched all of it. I can't even say I watched a lot of it, to be honest. I've become someone who lies in bed and scrolls on TikTok because I'm having a midlife crisis. So addictive. But anything I've seen about the funeral is from TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Like all these bizarre videos.
It just seemed like for that full 10 days that everything that was on terrestrial TV, like on BBC, was just all the Queen.
Yeah, it was always going to be like that, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I'm just not a royalist, but I definitely am kind of intrigued by the whole soap opera of the family dynamics. And I mean, I think people are so afraid to say what they think, but I was rooting so much for Meghan. She was beautiful, she was fresh, she was dynamic, she was articulate. I just could not warm to her. even before she moved, I couldn't warm to her.
Before they got married?
I mean, I thought their interview and their engagement was a little bit performative. And I mean, people say, oh, you don't know them, and why, oh, you can't comment on someone you don't know. But we all form first impressions, and I just felt that it was very contrived and breathy, and I didn't buy it. And
it's such a funny one, isn't it? Because there is like, whether you like her or don't like her, the treatment of her in the press.
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, the red tops are just disgusting. Like, I mean, that's just, I wouldn't even, that's just gutter stuff.
Did you listen to her Serena Williams interview?
No, I didn't. The only interview I listened to, and I actually decided I wasn't going to listen to anymore, I listened to the one with Mindy Kaling.
Oh yeah, okay, I didn't listen to that one.
I don't know, I just cannot warm to her. I just feel that she's trading now on just maligning the royal family. I think that's her unique selling point is, press don't know me and this is the real me, and we'll go, actually no one really care who you were until you were associated with the royal family, and now just, I'm all for you going to LA and making a new life for yourself and the two of you, and I'm all for him finding happiness across the water if that's what he wants to do and all of that. But, and I just, there was nothing, there was no good reason for doing that interview with Oprah. None.
Oh, God, sorry. There's my child's toys being knocked out in the backyard. Yeah, the Oprah interview. I guess, I mean, they needed the money, was it? Was that if they had been cut off?
But he's inherited loads, millions from his mum's.
So was it about relevancy? Or was it about clearing their name? I think it was about relevancy.
I think, I mean, some of the stuff they didn't need to say, some of the stuff was taken out of context. I just don't. And then, of course, then I read an article in the Sunday Times, which wouldn't be as vitriolic, and I just thought, yeah, I think she was preparing a narrative the entire time, and it was a narrative that served her exit, and I just, yeah, but she's so beautiful, like, I was looking at the view and looking, where is she?
I know, the style.
I know.
I found this Instagram account, I'll find it again and I'll share it with you. Basically, it breaks down where they got their clothes. So, you know, the likes of you and I can then go and buy these Stella McCartney clothes.
Yeah. Caped for, you know, in all colours, navy, black, white.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, Catherine Walker and, don't worry, I'm there.
Do you know what? I didn't actually, this sounds awful. This is around someone's funeral, but like, I was just going to say, I didn't even actually get to look at the style. Is that really bad to say? Can I say this?
Do you know what? I think if you...
It's not Ascot, like.
No, but as well as that, I think if you say that fashion is too trivial to talk about, then you're undermining the significance of fashion in pop culture, and I think it is really significant.
Thank you for just decancelling me, Claire.
Yeah, there you go.
Shall we talk a little bit more about the TV we have been watching?
Yes.
Okay, I last night watched the penultimate episode of a series that, if you haven't watched it, don't be reading what I've written, Claire. I'm about to tell you. Okay, so I don't know, have you seen or heard of The White Lotus?
No.
Shout out to my neighbour Louise, who recommended it.
Oh my god, thank you, Louise. I'm so
looking for something. And if she doesn't mention this, the shout out, she's actually lying about it.
Okay. It's a little test.
Yeah, exactly. The White Lotus, so you haven't heard of it, have you? Okay, so apparently it's a trend now to have drama series set in luxury resorts kind of things. I think there's another one, Nine Perfect Strangers, that I'm going to mention later on.
I've seen that.
Oh, have you seen it? Is that a similar thing, a luxury?
It's like setting? It's like a rehab.
Oh.
It's a rehab. Look, it's a luxury rehab setting. Never floats your boat.
Good, yeah. Okay, White Lotus, I am watching it on catch up on my Sky. Now, I'm not even going to try and talk to you about this because Claire, we need to talk about your lack of ability to watch catch up stuff.
I know.
It catches you, doesn't it?
I know. What is wrong? I don't know. I know we changed box during the summer, so maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Yeah. You need to sort your box out.
Yeah. That's what they say.
So, that is one I know you'd love.
Okay.
One, the style in it. Okay. I actually want to look up and see who the stylist is.
What era is it set in?
Oh, it's modern day.
Oh, great.
It's so good. It's a kind of a, oh, do you know who's in it? Okay, what's her name? I'm just going to call her Stifler's mom because that's how I know her.
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean.
She's so like, it's a kind of a dark comedy whodunit.
Oh, brilliant.
But it's really good.
Okay, great.
Like, it's slow.
And what's it on, good. Did you say?
I guess it's on maybe Sky Atlantic. I'm not sure. I just pressed catch up and found it. But I'll find out for you.
Well, that sounds good.
Okay, we briefly touched upon the Kardashians, but I think it's worth...
Oh my God, I actually bawled the whole way through it. Like, I know. I needed dialysis. For renal impairment.
It was. Dialysis is nearly something they'd name all the kids, isn't it?
Oh, stop.
Did you see when they were around the table looking for kids' names beginning with T?
I think they might go with Tide, you know?
Tide?
No. I was nearly going to man DM them. Go, what about Tyke?
Would you consider it Moss?
Yeah. Tide. Tide. Did not hear one of them said Tide.
Yeah, was it Kim who said it? Tide.
Not sure, but I could see them going with that.
Yeah. True and Tide. Someone else said that. What was the other one? It was too, like, true. Anyway, talk to me about your thoughts.
What did I think of it? I thought the ultimate message at the end is that they are like a really tight family, aren't they?
They are. I felt like it was like an episode that was, it was nearly like a press release, like, don't be mean to Chloe, media of the world. Did you like, and it was, oh God, how could you? I think it was really clever, but this is me being cynical. I think it like set us up to be nicer to Chloe. Like, anyway, I have notes here. So I have Chloe. Two heartbreak emojis. I was obviously doing this on the fly. Kylie, good sister.
Love. What a mature attitude as well for that age.
They're very close, aren't they?
They are very close.
How much would you pay to have Kylie hand down her baby clothes? She was like, oh, and I actually loved that she was like, I have loads of clothes for you.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it was so normal.
I know. And it was gorgeous.
Courtney, I felt her absence.
Oh, yeah, totally. And there's definitely a little chasm there between them, I think, between her and the sisters. I think she's off doing, not, I don't think there's a rift, I just think there's a distance. Like, she's off doing her own thing a lot, and even, like, I was just thinking back to Kim's SNL appearance.
Yeah.
And she couldn't go because it was Landon's birthday, and she'd be going, it's your sister is on SNL. It was just really weird.
Yeah.
And then Courtney has launched something there, some like, vitamins or something, and none of them were at her launch.
Oh really? I didn't see that.
No, they were at like Milan Fashion Week or something. But there's definitely a little distance there.
Yeah, I thought it was weird when she even walked into the baby shower and your man Travis was there. I don't know.
I know.
I have this written. It's really, if this is deep now, I wrote, I like Malika.
Yeah, Malika's a good friend.
Isn't she?
And I often wonder, does Chloe give back as much to Malika as Malika gives to her? Because it's all about Chloe all the time, but maybe often... But
that's just because we're looking at it from Chloe's lens. Oh, yes. Like, as in they're not going to cover
Malika's track. Who cares about Malika kind of thing? But do you
I think you clearly do.
I like Malika. Or as, have you... Do you don't follow...
The Malikas.
Yes.
Yes. I do.
People who are not crazy Kardashian fans may not know that there's this parody account on Instagram called
it's about North, isn't it?
It's North, Nori's Black Book.
Yes, that's it.
And the person speaks from the perspective of North, who's the oldest child of Kim and Kanye, and North is really sassy. And she calls Malika and her sister because they look exactly the same. They are twins.
But does actual North call them that?
No, she doesn't. She calls them the Malikas, and she treats them like staff. It's really funny.
It is a funny account. And but, like, they're all on board with that account. You see
totally. But did you remember, like, a few seasons back where Malika came on to Chloe?
No.
And wanted, like, to kiss her and everything. Yeah, that was kind of all brushed over then, the next year's season. Yeah,
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, they were way somewhere in
Malika. And did Chloe like Malika?
No, not in that way. She was kind of a bit pissed off with her. But they kept it in, and it was a funny one.
That was a funny one.
Yeah.
I have more points written.
Okay, go.
I thought it was weird when Kim said herself and Courtney were at Sam's birth and Kanye was in the other room. Because of COVID, you're only allowed one other person, and she had Courtney. Now, obviously, Courtney is basically a gynecologist after delivering her own child.
Yes, but maybe is it that because it's inappropriate to have a man in the room with a woman who is not his partner, given...
Oh, I forgot it was a surrogate.
It's a surrogate, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Maybe that might be it. Yeah. Okay, you've cleared that up for me. And
thank you. Because I had to think about that at the time, because that did strike me strange. And then I thought, oh, yeah, that probably would be a bit weird if Kanye West was looking up here. The JJ and
Kanye West was down south. Yes. Okay, Kim said something about to Chloe about when her baby's born. She said, "Oh, he will show you what real love is supposed to feel like."
Oh.
And it just made me realize. I sat there and I looked at all of them and all their money, and they're all heartbroken.
Yeah.
Except for Courtney.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really sad line.
That's the thing, because if we are to sit and say, you know, say, oh, poor Kardashians, pity about them. Well, then you're
is that the name of this episode?
Yeah,
poor Kardashians,
pity about them. But you're aligning yourself with the ethos that money equals happiness, and that's not the case.
Like, if you have condos that you forget exist, you should be happy.
Yeah.
Oh God, it is just mad, isn't it?
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy, but it's escapism. We're not like, I do think. Oh my God, though. Oh my God. Did you see the whole thing online with Ray J?
And the leaked text? So I didn't. I saw a headline, but I'm kind of like.
I don't think it really matters. I mean, probably
what was it,
well, basically.
Orchestrated.
Well, basically, yeah. I mean, it looks from like what he was releasing, and that Chris was behind the whole release of the Afghan sex tape. And that there were contracts, and not only were there contracts, but that he is alleging that Kim signed his name. And so when Kanye went to get the remaining sex tapes, he actually sent a text and the contracts. He wanted the contracts back as well, so they would never be exposed. So anyway, but I mean, who cares at this stage? But at the same time, it is a bit nuts.
It's mad, isn't it?
Crazy.
Are you following that Adam Levine story?
Sort of, you know me, I kind of...
You're all over that stuff, aren't you?
Well,
you're on top of, like, pop culture.
Probably too much, Rebecca. I mean, he's just a dog.
It's,
I mean,
but, like, is it a bit stupid, wasn't it? Like, just... What was he thinking?
It's like... I've been asking her, could he name his child after her?
It's a crazy story. It's really sad. It's awful. Anyway, that doesn't fall under our remit. The next thing I'm going to mention, that I don't even know if you have watched it.
I watched about three episodes.
This is how I know you're reading ahead of me, because you're answering what I'm saying without me. Stop reading my notes.
I'm like that eager student sitting at the top of the class.
I know what you're going to say. Are you watching it?
No. no, I'm not. But I have watched a few episodes. But I think those shows, that if you're not in them from the start,
I know,
it's very hard to like them.
Yeah, understand. Now, I'll also say, if you are in it from the start, it's hard to like them as well.
Okay. I've sort of, because the first few episodes weren't available to me, I don't know why. But I joined initially at season 5, and I thought, okay, I'll watch. And then
episode 5.
And then 5, 6, yeah, episode 5. And then 5, 6, or 6, 7, and 8 disappeared.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
So then I went into episode 9, and I was into it again. But I haven't watched beyond that one.
Okay, you're not going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
That's something that I kind of could binge on my own, maybe.
Yeah, but you'll never figure out how to download them.
No. No. What the hell's going on there?
I don't know. Maybe Rat is like downloading them and deleting them so you can't get them. Mm-hmm. Now, what I will say for anyone who is watching, again, I've made notes. So the couples are a bit mad. Like, I think there's one person who's coming across well, and that's Adrian.
Which one's?
Adrian is married to Thomas, who's really, like, always
Adrian,
in the center of.
Is Adrian
drama.
A boy?
Yeah.
A boy,
oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Not Adrian, Adrian.
So is there only one same sex male couple?
Yes, only, but there's one same-sex male and one same-sex female.
Okay, and so which of the guys in that couple is Adrian.
Adrian is the guy with kind of the blonde curtain bangs, kind of. He's kind of got floppy hair.
Is he the singer? Does he sing?
He does musical theatre.
Yes.
Yeah, he's coming across just really well and balanced and level-headed. His partner, Thomas, is like a walking soundbite, but God almighty, like if there's drama, he's in the thick
of it.
He is. And to his own detriment, you know, he doesn't need to be a lot of the time.
And is it like, so is he stirring it with the other couples at the dinners and stuff?
Anyone, I'd say. If he's very involved. Now, he can't help himself, and it's actually nearly hard to watch. Like, it's clearly... like issue driven. It's like, and this is what I'm saying about this entire series, is the cast feel like they just didn't do any background check on any of them. Like it's nearly taking away from it. Like they're so out there. I think there's one guy I think I saw online today, he's actually had like police reports against him for controlling behaviour.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just,
yeah. See, this is the thing about any of these shows, that once they become popular and also people know that you're not really married, then they're in it for the fame or the attention, whereas they were so organic and authentic when they first came out, you know. And it seems Big Brother, you know
it's definitely missing something for me anyway. I feel like it's becoming about their personality. That's not what I'm trying to say. It's becoming about their issues nearly. Like, all of them have, I don't know, it just feels a little bit, oh God, this is a bit uncomfortable to watch.
Okay.
Whereas there was always that in the Australian version.
Yes.
It kind of felt like they were minded a bit more. They were, we talked about it before, didn't we?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just problematic reality TV, and I'm kidding myself and I'm fueling the fire and I'm part of the problem.
Do you think I should go back and, do you think I should watch it?
Well, who the hell am I going to talk to about it?
Okay, I'll go back and watch it.
I'd like that.
Yeah, okay.
If you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
That would be great. What else am I watching? Okay, so yesterday when I realised we were doing this, I was like, do you want me to watch something new and I'll get my head around something new? So I downloaded Euphoria.
Okay, I've heard of this, but I've never seen it.
Yeah. Now, if anybody has watched it and loves it and thinks that it's worth sticking with, I'd love to know. Because for me, I was like, F1, it was similar to a series we watched last year, our last series. And I was just like, oh, I'm too old. I'm too old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think I'm too old.
Oh, no.
It was like, and I've seen comparisons between it and what Skins used to be. Did you watch Skins?
Oh, yeah. Skins is great.
It was really good.
Yeah, but I don't think I could watch Skins now. Because I just think I'm too old. It's a bit like Sex Education as well. I knew it was really, really good, but I just kind of felt, oh, I'm just too old for this now.
I know, it's a pity, isn't it? It's very confronting.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, that's one thing. But I would like to know if it's worth sticking with, because I would, if I could. The next thing, Claire, I feel like I've like had three coffees and I'm talking a lot.
No, you're not.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Bad Sisters.
Oh my God.
So, I don't have Apple TV. I got it and then it expired, and now I'm like, I can't have another subscription service. I've got too many. But I did get a one free trial and I watched episode one. It was great.
I know. Oh, it's so good.
Have you finished it?
No, because it's 1 week. It's 1 week, so it's perfect, and I'm up to speed. Actually, I caught up on two last night. It's just so good. Like, there's just one character in it that I think probably is a little bit too caricaturish, and that's a male character.
I know who you're talking about.
Brian Gleeson's character. Yeah. And I think that must be direction, because I don't think there's any need for him to be like that. And he's a really, really good actor.
Yeah.
But it's just too OTT for me. But, oh my God. Like, the female cast is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
They're so good. Sharon Horgan, like, she can't do any wrong. She's super, she's so
I heard absurd. Sharon Horgan skipped the queue at the Queen's funeral. I'm obviously joking. I do want to know your thoughts on that later, though.
She's just so observant, and she's so witty, and she's such a really, really good actor. And I don't know whether she was involved in the casting, but the cast's incredible. It's really good. There's loads of intrigue, really nice dynamic between the sisters.
What do you think of Anne-Marie Duff's accent?
I mean, it's not brilliant, but she's such an incredible actor that you don't even think about the accent after a while.
She's a great face.
She's such a wonderful face. Like, you could just burrow a tunnel to her soul through those wrinkles and creases and She's just incredible. I love her. Really well cast. And right down to Eve Hewson. You know, you can tell that Eve is a younger actor in terms of her experience and the camera and stuff, I think. I mean, she's really good, but she's not mind-blowingly brilliant. But, you know, that's just experience.
What age is she? She must be only in her 20s, is she?
I'd say she's only in her 20s. Eva Birthwistle is fabulous. Yeah. And again, and I think even visually, how they all kind of look alike. And then the two dark-haired girls, yeah. Sarah Green and Eve Hewson, are quite, you know, visually similar.
Yeah.
But it's just so
witty. He's a good baddie, isn't he?
He's a fabulous baddie. Yeah. Like, he got some criticism for being a little bit OTT, but I don't think so. Like, I think he's just really menacing and...
I only watched episode one, but from that I thought he was...
Yeah, he's a prick.
Major blood boil.
Yeah. Oh, it's really good. It's so good.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I need to just... just suck it up and rob some of that TV password.
Yeah, you should actually. It's... And you feel so proud actually watching it just to be Irish. Mm. Because you know it's going to be a global hit.
Mm.
That would be my... That would be actually my dream job.
Casting or working.
Well, I actually think I'd quite like to work in casting. I think I've said that to you before. But I'd love to be cast in a Sharon Horgan TV series. That would be my like ultimate dream.
Yeah.
Amazing. Anyway, I never saw Divorce. Did you see Divorce with Sarah Jessica Parker?
I didn't actually know.
Yeah, she wrote that. I never saw it. I wonder what that's on actually. I'm going to try and find that too.
Anyway. Okay. I know you've watched this because I saw you post about it on Instagram and I want to hear your thoughts, but I just can never get into it, Strictly.
You can't get into Strictly?
Yeah, I just never have.
I don't know if we can be friends. I just love it. Love it. It makes me so happy. It just uplifts our whole house. Roger's mad into it. Isla's mad into it. Hugo's not, he takes himself off, which is a bit disappointing. But, oh my god,
I hear you, Eva.
No.
Go on, tell me. Tell me who's on it. I get comfortable, sorry.
It's one of those things where you always think, really? Is that the cast? And then after a while, you can't imagine it being any other cast. So half of them I've never even heard of. But Matt Goss is on it, and he is going to be TV gold. He came at the bottom of the leaderboard, the second bottom, and... He won't take well to criticism over time because he's just
not... He's not great, is he, at the dancing?
He's not great, but maybe he didn't... I don't think... He probably never watched the show.
Okay.
So he probably didn't even kind of really get how good everyone would be from week one. So he's going to be... But he's going to be TV gold to watch because he's just so bonkers.
Who's the best dancer?
There's a few good dancers in it. Will Meller. Do you remember Will Meller from... Two packets of crisps and a
pint of lager and a pint.
Yeah. And Hollyoaks and Brookside and...
I don't really... I can't say I do.
He's really good. He did really well. There's a young BBC children's presenter that's really good.
I probably would know them from CBeebies. Yeah.
You might. Blonde hair. I can't remember her name. I'll come back to you.
Okay.
But the thing about Strictly is as well, is that, like, obviously it's been on for 20 years. Claudia is... Like, I have total crush. Claudia, for me, is in the same pool as Davina McCall and
Holly.
I just love all those. But Claudia is so, so funny. Like, she doesn't even need to read a teleprompter. She's just off the cuff.
She's good.
Tess has been doing the job for 20 years, and Tess is so awkward. I'm like, literally... I think once you tune into her awkwardness, you can't unsee it.
Okay.
So, like... Like, Isla and I would be literally going like this, up with her jumpers up over her thing.
Oh, really?
And she tries to do, because Claudia is so off the cuff, then she has to react to it when it flicks back to her, and she doesn't really know how to do that.
And do they have a good dynamic? No.
They do. Like, Claudia, you can tell they're mad about each other, but they're not very often on the screen together, because Claudia does up interviewing the cast when they come off, and Tess is very much rehearsed, sort of.
She's the presenter and Claudia is the kind of the top, like the crack.
Yes,
it?
Probably. Claudia's just gold. Oh, she's so good. She's so good. And she's visually, again, she's just great to look at.
She writes really well as well. Do you ever
she's
read
such
some
good
writer? Yeah, she's good.
I really missed her when she left Sunday Times. She used to do...
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I really read her as well.
Yeah. She's great. Anyway, but yeah. So, could you not try to get into it?
I will. Am I too late? When did it start? No, just this week?
Started this weekend.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
Oh, please do. I'll give it a go. It's gorgeous.
Are you a Bake Off fan?
Oh, I am, but I missed it sort of. Like, I know it's kind of halfway through.
No, it's only just started.
Really?
About 2 weeks ago.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Maybe I will get into it then. Yeah, what night's it on?
Tuesdays, I think.
Tuesdays. That's why, because I'm at rehearsals at the minute. Little plug.
tell me more. What are you rehearsing for?
I'm rehearsing for a play that's going on in the Mill Theatre in November called Lady Windermere's Fan by Oscar Wilde.
Who's he?
So it's you know, very typical Oscar Wilde, farcical, but it's the language is brilliant in it, you know.
Is it a comedy?
It's a comedy, okay. Yeah. Now there's actually more serious parts in it than would be typical of Oscar Wilde, but it's all those like little phrases that you know, in like everyday language, and that's where they come from, and it's just I love that.
And when will it be, like, so you're rehearsing now, but when will it be on stage?
So it's on from the 9th to the 12th of November.
Of November? Soon.
It's only about 5 or 6 weeks maybe. More.
And when do the tickets go on sale?
Actually, that's a really good question. I was emailing the committee tonight to see, do we know when they're going on, because a couple of people have been asking me. So I don't think
my mum will want to go now again with me, because she loved the last year.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, do, please.
Yeah, good. So that's really busy at the minute. I'm out on a Tuesday night. That's kind of why I haven't seen the Bake Off. And that would have been something that I watched with Isle as well. Are you watching it?
I am watching it. Now, I have to say, it's so far, it's probably the season that's gripped me the least. I don't know why. I'm just not, you know, like, I used to have such a habit of watching it, and just, it was such a warm hug.
Do you think it's since they changed, since Mel and Sue left it?
So, I really like Noel Fielding.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And I used to love Little Britain and things.
Me too. But Matt's comedy isn't great. Sure,
I don't know. It's just a bit, it's like he's trying too hard, or maybe it's just too old school for it or something. And then I know we talk about her all the time on the pod, but she is one of my greatest friends, Laura Daly. Yeah. Laura O'Malley. I still can't remember her name. Laura spoke about her thoughts on Matt Lucas. She didn't hold back. She's not a fan of him at all.
What did she say?
She's just saying how his jokes don't land, and she just finds it really uncomfortable. And she loves Noel, and then Noel will make a joke, and Matt won't let it breathe, or will kind of. No, sorry, okay. Not even that it won't let it breathe, but he'll kind of chime in and ruin the joke.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. That would nearly make me watch it to watch the dynamic between them now.
Tell me this and tell me no more. Do you fancy Paul Hollywood?
No. Purely because he's a skank.
Yeah.
I think.
Are you slut shaming Paul Hollywood?
I totally am. I just think he's a skank. He's got the most beautiful eyes.
He does.
And probably, you know, when he was a happily married man, I probably fancied him. Yeah. But once someone behaves like that,
Fair enough.
They're just.
Prue and her glasses. Oh, Claire, she's so stylish.
She's good. She's. Like, you wouldn't have thought that they could replace Mary Berry, and Prue is a wonderful replacement, isn't she?
Yeah, I agree, totally. I think she brings so much to it. But I'm not really sold, I don't think, on the Matt and Noel combo.
No, I wonder how Noel feels about it. He's really funny.
He's funny.
I love it when he does his little pieces just with the contestants, you know, when he goes up to them. You know, he's just so.
He seems to be really nice to them, doesn't he?
Yeah.
They all seem to really like him.
My cousin met him once.
Go on.
Yeah, and she got a book signed. She obviously.
He's very short, is she?
No feeling.
Is he tall?
Well, I would say he's really tall.
See, I thought he was really tall, and then I saw him on Bake Off wearing those high heel boots, and I was like,
Oh, maybe he's short.
I don't know. Might be a bit short. Would you have ever watched any of that Mighty Boosh stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I'm actually just going to Google Noel Fielding's height. Just talk amongst yourself. Things.
Okay.
He's 5'11", Claire.
Oh, same.
It's not short.
It's not short. It's not the same height as Roger, actually.
Quite tall for a TV personality, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. The people always say everyone famous is tiny.
Yeah, I always thought of him as tall, but you're right, he probably wears heels all the time.
I think he definitely wears a little platform.
Did he do stand-up? Was that?
I think, I can't say I know much about him pre the Mighty Boosh. That's when he would have come on my radar.
Yeah.
But he definitely does things like comedy panel shows, like he does those big fat quiz of the year, which I love. I love those.
And he would strike me as being fairly like erudite. I don't even know why. I think it's just probably
erudite. What's erudite?
Like smart, clever.
The irony of that.
Rebecca on the other hand.
What's an intellect?
He's a what?
Come here. One thing that's on my radar because it keeps popping up. House of the Dragon. Are you a Game of Thrones person?
I watched all of Game of Thrones. No, I didn't watch the second series. Or I dropped out of the second series, but then I watched it all after that.
You skipped a series?
Well, I kind of was, you know, sort of on the couch when it was on, but I wasn't really watching it. Yeah. I was kind of, you know, sort of half watching it. But I haven't watched any of...
Me neither. I don't think I will.
No, but I was wondering, do you remember we had our little chat about Roger's reviews? We could maybe have him on once a month, telling us about those guys. Would you?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Mm. Because there definitely is a genre that we're not into.
Yeah.
Like that kind of
fantasy stuff. Yeah.
Well, you're maybe more so than me, would you?
I'm not great. I liked Game of Thrones, but Craig isn't into it at all, and he wouldn't be into the fantasy stuff. So then I tend to not. So House of the Dragons, what are we going to have to get someone else in? We're going to have to subcontract this out.
Yes, we'll subcontract it out to Rog, because I think he is watching it.
Okay, well, the tenders are going out. Rog.
Okay.
You're quite late to make a pitch. Anything else you've been watching?
Do you know what we're watching? It's old. But it's running on BBC Four at the moment.
Wow.
Our Friends in the North.
I've never heard of it.
It's like set kind of back in... probably the early 80s, but it like has big household names in it. It launched loads of people, like
The north of England, or
north of England, it's got Our Friends in the North and Daniel Craig is in it, and
as what, like early 20s,
yeah. But I think it's the kind of thing that will span into their maybe, because they're playing teenagers at the start and they don't look like teenagers, so it obviously goes into maybe their 20s and 30s.
A comedy.
No more drama, gritty.
Oh, cool.
Really good.
Shall we talk about anything that's up and coming?
Yes.
I have a few suggestions.
Yes, okay, go for it.
So this is what I love about this time of year. There's a lot going on. So today we're recording on a Monday. This will probably go out on a Thursday. I don't know why we picked Thursday. I think it was because it just happened the first week. And then we stuck with it.
Well, I suppose it gives time for you to do the editing. Yeah. And
do you think Thursday is a good day for it to go out? It's as good as any, isn't it, really?
Well, also, it kind of sets people up for the weekend if they're looking for recommendations over the weekend.
Nice. Okay, so this first recommendation is one that you posted on the Instagram page at Spilling the TV. Inside Man. So it's starting tonight, BBC One, 9 o'clock. Obviously, if you're listening to this on Thursday and you haven't recorded, this is going to be no good to you. But it's called Inside Man.
And hopefully, because I did post about it today, so hopefully you've caught it. But again, a good cast. It's got Stanley Tucci, and he's based in America, and he's on death row. And also then David Tennant is a vicar in England, and I think the first episode we don't really know what connects the two of them.
Yeah, so the blurb says drama following the stories of four strangers whose lives intertwine in a deadly way. I love a good blurb. Okay, that looks really good.
That should be good. And it's got Stephen Moffat behind it, who is Doctor Who and Sherlock, so it's good pedigree there.
So that explains the David Tennant link. Okay, another one I saw, I don't know if it's going to be any good, but one, it has alliteration in the title, and two, it has the word Top Shop in the title. It's called Trouble at Top Shop.
Ooh.
And it's on BBC Two again tonight at 9. I recorded it. I didn't think
to... Is it a documentary?
It seems to be. Trouble at Top Shop.
Is it about Philip Green?
Charting the changing fortunes of the high street store through the testimonies of Top Shop insiders and financial investigative and fashion journalists. Promo tours how a dated teenage store was transformed by a group of young, talented and creative women into a mecca for everyone who loved fashion. I have it recorded, Claire, if you want to watch it somewhere here.
Oh, I'd love to watch it.
Yeah, I know.
What was it on, BBC?
BBC Two, 9 o'clock.
Tonight. Oh, what time is it now?
It's too late to text Roger to record it.
It's 20 past 9. Damn it!
Yeah, it'll probably be repeated, but it looks good, doesn't it?
Oh, that would be right up my street.
I was such a Top Shop addict.
Oh, I love Topshop.
I still get a few bits on ASOS.
Yeah, see, I'm not an ASOS shopper. I don't even know how to shop on ASOS.
Okay, I'll teach you.
Because it just seems to be so overwhelming.
I'll teach you the ways.
Okay, do that.
Oh,
and I have never, ever bought anything off ASOS.
I had next day delivery. Yeah. I'll teach you. It's amazing. Okay,
great.
Yeah. Okay, I have... See again?
I'm sorry, getting back to Topshop on ASOS. Mm. Is Topshop as... You know the way, like, there was always, like, cult pieces in Topshop? Like, so say their editor jeans.
Yeah,
kind of
you need to get those.
Like, they had this leopard print coat that was, like, you know, you'd be looking for it now on Depop because it's a cult item.
So there isn't that much chat around it because it's just on ASOS, you know what I mean? But they still have really nice pieces.
Okay.
Okay, I put in the Great British Bake Off, which is on Tuesday at 8, which I think you should watch because it's bread week.
Oh my God, I love bread.
I know. Well, if that's not enough to get you into it.
Mm. I did the grocery shop today and I came back with like 5 different types of bread.
Oh, tell me what you got.
Oh, I mean, like I had... So Tesco do this gorgeous...
Tiger bread? Sourdough.
Their sourdough.
With
So they do the one with like the little, is it like
sun-dried tomatoes?
Sun-dried tomatoes. Yeah. And then they do another one then with like seeds through it.
Yum.
So I got both of those.
Yum.
I got a brown kind of like wheaten bread, and then I got the regular bread that I make the kids love. Like, I just...
Do you know, I hadn't heard the term wheaten bread until I got with Craig. And obviously he's from Donegal. Wheaten bread. Just brown bread. I've never heard of wheaten bread.
Funny. Yeah, and it's funny that he's from Donegal, I'm from Tyrone, but it's obviously like a northern-ish thing.
You Nordies. And you're wheaten bread. Sorry, what was the fifth item?
Oh, just the bread that I would know. Oh, and I got bagels as well.
Okay, getting back to this week. Again, Tuesday, Channel 4. Have you heard of this? Make Me Prime Minister. So I saw an ad for it.
Oh, yes.
Kind of like Dragon's Den.
Yes, but they're all pitching to be... Is this going to be the first episode of that?
Yeah, season one, episode one.
Brilliant.
Tomorrow at 9:15 on Channel 4. So again, I just love watching these mad Channel 4 formats.
Yeah, it's like a bit like it's a bit like The Apprentice, sort of.
Sorry, I said Dragon's Den. I meant The Apprentice. It's exactly what you think of when you see it.
Okay, I'd be into that now.
Yeah,
kids would be into that too.
Yeah. So 12 Brits who think they have what it takes to run the country are put through a series of tasks. It's probably the same production company or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to watch that. I'll watch because our Hugo would like that now, definitely.
But, like, what is the prize? Like, do they get to be the Prime Minister?
God. Do you know what? They'd do a better job, probably.
Potentially. Look at us getting all political. Okay, this one you said you've seen, so you have an informed opinion on it. 9 Perfect Strangers, Series 1, Episode 1.
Wow, it's been a good while since I watched it. What station is that on?
Channel 4, Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
Okay, so it must have been on Apple or something before, was it?
Right, okay.
So it's Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Again, a really good cast. Oh, it's got... what's she called?
It's a wellness resort, Claire. Not a rehab.
Yeah, well.
Are they framing it up here?
It's a bit wacky.
Okay.
Really enjoyed it, but not as good as, say, like Big Little Lies, which was... It's a Leanne Moriarty book.
Is it like a Reese Witherspoon production type thing?
Yes, I think so.
All right, okay. I'll definitely watch that. This Is England.
Yes.
So it's not... It's this the Boris Johnson one.
Yeah, no, it's not This Is England. It's This...
Sorry.
This
Sorry.
England, isn't it?
This England, you're so right. This England, Sky Atlantic, Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Drama based on Boris Johnson's tumultuous first month as Prime Minister.
And it's really funny. So it's Kenneth Branagh that's playing him.
Yes.
And in some of the promos that have been, you know, the stills that have been released for
it. Does he look like him?
Oh, maybe he's just like, it's just like him. But they show some photographs and think, oh, that has to be OTT, that, you know. And then they show the real photograph that happened at exactly the same time. And it's
uncanny. It's 80 minutes long, God. Okay, so yeah, season one, episode one, Wednesday, 9 o'clock on Sky Atlantic.
How many of those are there?
I don't know, actually.
Hmm.
Don't know.
Yeah,
don't
I'm looking forward to that.
I have an Irish recommendation. Not as good, but it's Cheap Irish Homes. I love that series.
Do you know, I watched the first series of that. It was so good.
So good.
But is it just starting again?
No, I'm coming late to the party. It's the third series, episode 5, on Thursday at 7. But I just wanted to give a shout out because I love it. I think it's a really gorgeous series.
Yeah, no, it's really well
and
done.
I don't know about you, but do you feel a little bit like, I know people love watching them and they get huge figures, but like the really ostentatious house mm-hmm. shows at the moment, I just feel like they're just out of touch and they're, mm-hmm. yeah, they're just,
I kind of,
they don't sit right with me.
Yeah, I know. I'm sort of feeling like that a wee bit about Instagram as well. You know, I follow so many interiors and accounts and they're so inspiring and there's so many beautiful homes, but sometimes I think, I don't know, maybe not sitting right with the temperature of,
yeah,
particularly if Ireland anyway, with homelessness and anyway,
yeah. I have something that I don't know if you've ever watched this, but it's an amazing series. Have you ever watched Taskmaster?
No.
Okay, it's really good. Oh, and you know what, that's one for you to watch at Raj and the kids.
Yes,
it really is. So it's
like, Hugo, I think, has watched it.
Oh, he'd love it.
I think Hugo's watched brilliant. It. I might have seen one episode. I think Hugo really likes this.
Oh, it's so good. It's so funny. It's so clever. So what it is essentially is Greg Davies is the taskmaster mm-hmm. and he sets these comedians challenges mm-hmm. throughout an episode. But they're things that are so clever. So
like was one of them, I remember the same one, was one of them like they had a bath outside and they had a
oh, yeah,
fill in the bath
right.
with
yeah.
like a cup or something. I can't remember. But
that would be it exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's really good.
Okay,
so
okay.
that's on Thursday at 9 o'clock on Channel 4, and it's season 14, episode 1. And Darryl,
season 14.
Yeah, Darryl Breen is in it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one that everyone will have seen, but I just love this film. Erin Brockovich is on Friday on RT2 at 10 to 10. I love that film.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I've only seen it once. You know, when it was initially. I have never rewatched it.
Oh, it's worth rewatching. See,
that's another one the kids make.
Little Voice is on TG Garrett Saturday 25 to 10. Have you seen that film?
Yes, and I actually went to see the stage production.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it was a girl who, she didn't win the X Factor, but she...
I remember this.
Yeah, that was her name. Diana Vickers.
Was it her?
Mm-hmm. She was amazing. She was absolutely amazing. It was brilliant.
I put in Strictly just because I thought you'd like if I mentioned it.
There's a few things I had seen coming up. Jeff Bridges is in The Old Man coming up in Disney Plus on 28th, which is Wednesday. And I don't know what the premise of this is, but anything with Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow, I would definitely give it a watch. Emily in Paris is coming back out.
Oh, is it? I'll watch that. I don't care
who judges. I will watch it too. And it's funny because whatever it is about it, it totally draws me in. And Darren Star is behind so many other things that I just can't watch. Like, I couldn't get into... What was the one that you wanted me to watch? And I tried to watch it.
Younger.
Yes, I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
And what else? There was something... Even... And Just Like That. That's coming out soon again.
You tell me you won't watch it.
I will watch it. But I kind of... I hated myself a little bit at the end. The Pinocchio film's coming out soon as well, the remake of Pinocchio.
On television or in cinemas?
I know on streaming.
Cool.
Dead to Me's coming back out. Dead to Me.
What's the one
with Christina Applegate?
And her husband had died or something.
Yes.
I think you talked about that last.
Yes, that the last series of that is coming out. There's like a Jeffrey Dahmer horror / documentary type thing coming out. No, it is a drama.
Okay.
But it's kind of out because it's sort of like Halloween and
it's dark, obviously.
It's dark, yeah. And it might be a little bit exploitive of the victims, but that's out. And True Detective is coming back out and it's got Fiona Shaw. You know Fiona Shaw?
She went to my school.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Cove. Is she from Cove? No, from. She's from. You're not from Cove.
But she's from Cork. Cove? She's from Cork, but I'm not sure where.
Where? She went to your school?
Mm.
Your primary school?
Secondary.
Oh.
That's
the same to me.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And Jodie Foster's in that as well.
Wow.
So that's good. And then Hocus Pocus 2 is coming out on September 30th.
I saw some press around it.
I wonder what that'll be like.
Is that going into cinemas?
No, that's streaming as well.
Oh.
I'm not sure where, so just Google it. I can't remember where.
Just Google it.
People. Just Google it.
What are we?
But that's out this week.
Here's something that we didn't discuss before we sat down. Who's picking something for the other one to watch? Do you have anything for me to watch? I could come up with something for you to watch. Will we just decide to watch Inside Man?
Yes.
And talk about it next week.
Have you recorded it?
I have.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, great.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Perfect.
That was fun.
That was so fun. I didn't watch much, but...
I know. It's because we had the gap. And you watch more than you think as well.
I know. I think I shock people with how much I watch on normal.
No, week. You don't. It's just when you lay it all out there, it's a lot. But sure, everyone else is doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not going out clubbing anymore.
That's true. Oh, we have an announcement.
What? Oh, yeah.
We're having our first pod baby.
Are you going clubbing?
Yeah. No. Rebecca and I are pregnant.
We're expecting, Yeah, so geez, do you know what I did feel towards the end of the last series, the first one we ever did? I was wrecked in the evenings, but I'm in that, you know, that time where that's...
So how many weeks are you?
I'm 24.
Yeah.
24 weeks.
You look fabulous. And actually, that's a really nice phase, isn't it?
You get to say that because this is a podcast and no one can prove otherwise.
No, you do. You do look fabulous. You know, to be fair to you, gosh, you really pushed through in those early weeks was doing this pod.
Yeah, you knew really early.
I knew really early, and it was so exciting. Sure, baby's always a blessing. That's amazing news, and I can't wait.
Thank you. That's everything, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
Shall
it.
Shall we wind it up?
Yeah,
okay. We talked a lot. That's so nice to be back.
So it is gorgeous.
Shall I see you next week when we discuss Inside Man?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Overnight. Bye.